Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Average Realtor Commission Fees in Iowa 2026 Survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents revealed the average real estate commission in Iowa is 5.84%, which is higher than the national average of 5.70%, relevant to real estate professionals operating in IA. Read the source, hlistwithclever.com.com/average-real-estate-commission-ratio, Iowa. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa commission rates, what the 2026 average means for local agents. A new guide breaks down what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Iowa and explores ways to reduce those costs. Iowa agents need to understand prevailing commission structures to remain competitive and articulate their value in a market where sellers are increasingly cost conscious. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your rates against the state average. /w.realestate.com/average-real-estate-commission-in-Iowa/. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.